Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Good morning, good morning. My 16-year-old daughter keeps asking if her boyfriend can spend the night. Yikers.
Scandalous.
Razy, we met Kayla when you and I went out to lunch last week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Back.
Great girl. Good heart, good family.
One of the managers at a fine dining establishment here in Rochester, New York. We got in a conversation not too long ago about Kayla's family life and her being a single mom. And the dilemma she's facing as a single mom is trying to work a full-time job, trying to raise a 16-year-old daughter, trying to date and have a social life on the side, all while paying the bills.
It's a lot of spinning plates. You know what I mean? A lot of spinning plates.
So,
for sure.
It's not easy.
No.
You don't have to even be a parent to know that.
Right.
So again, I don't want to keep bringing this up, but when I was 16 years old, I had a rabbit for almost 13 years. So yeah, I know a thing or two about responsibility.
Yeah, okay.
Kayla told us that her 16-year-old keeps asking, can my boyfriend spend the night? And she doesn't want to send a bad example. She doesn't want to set that bad example. And I totally get that. I understand.
Right.
But of course, she says absolutely not. It's highly inappropriate. So she is assuming her daughter is at a point where she's having sex and she thinks she's still way too young.
Right.
She goes, but if I say no, she's just going to rebel and maybe go somewhere on her own. And she goes, I work full time. I can't have eyes on her 24/7.
Right,
understandable. Yeah. She goes, I'm terrified of her getting pregnant at such a young age.
Yeah.
But do I say yes and have him come spend the night where I can keep eyes on them? Or is that even setting even more of a bad example?
Keeping eyes on them. Well,
dude, I'm telling you, I had friends in high school who would spend the night at their girlfriends. And I'm like, your parents let you do that?
Listen. 16 and Pregnant was like one of my favorite shows growing up.
That was a good show. That was a good show.
I actually interviewed Macy because I'm, you know.
We don't know who that is.
One of the teen moms, one of the 16 and Pregnant OGs. But anyways, regardless, not me flexing my own clout that nobody cares about. But anyways, everybody has their own parenting style because I know parents that let their kids get away with things that maybe are legal, maybe they're not at the age to do it yet.
Yeah.
But as long as they're doing it in the house, they're more open to it because, well, you're being responsible. I'm making sure that nothing happens to you. Things of that nature. If you're going to do it in the house. We've all heard it time and time again.
Right.
I don't know if physically means doing it because, I don't know, you can't really keep eyes on your child while they're having intercourse. You know what I mean?
Okay, Breeze. my God, that's not how you should have phrased it. But anyways, 252-9800. We're talking about Kayla, who's a listener of ours. Me and Breezy met her at her dining establishment a couple weeks back when we were having lunch. And she reached out to us. She said, my 16-year-old daughter keeps asking if her boyfriend can spend the night. She thinks it's highly inappropriate. 252-9800, feel free to weigh in. As a parent, if I was a dad, absolutely not. No. Just knowing the disgusting things I did as a teenager, I know better.
I know, but also at the same time, like, they're going to do it anyways.
No, well, listen, not necessarily.
No, they literally are.
I know that. But if you can maybe delay it for another year or two when they're actually emotionally ready to handle that, because a lot of people aren't, especially at that age.
I don't know. I mean, at 16, I was sneaking out of the house.
See, I was. You know why I didn't do any of that? Because my father put the fear in me. I was too scared of the repercussions of what would happen if I did do that. So yeah. I was like, nah, screw it.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I was a bad kid, but I definitely had some phases. And do I regret it? Of course I regret it. But I feel like kids these days, they're just getting so much worse. And they're doing so many more things. There's so many things that they could be doing. And I don't know. I just feel like I would feel more comfortable if it was happening inside the home. I just feel like I would.
No, I don't think that would be.
Some dirty basement? I don't want that.
My basement was not dirty. It was very comfortable.
Okay, never took a black light to it. But.
Hold on a second. Ariana?
Yes.
Hi. Ariana Grande on PXY.
Weigh in on this. I mean, what's your take? Do you have a daughter?
So, no, but I am a daughter of a strict mother.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh.
I have talked to, like, many parents, kind of seeing, like, when I have kids, what I will do.
Right.
And honestly, even up to the age of 18, I was still not allowed to have a guy come over my house.
Yes.
Or sleep over, let alone.
No,
I spoke to one of, like, my friend's moms, and she was like, no, I told my daughter when she's ready and her boyfriend's ready to let her know, and she will actually get them a hotel room and do it the responsible way.
You're lying!
Really?
Swear to God.
So she said,
she's
when
like, I get the condoms, I get the roses, the champagne.
Really? That's a true story, huh?
Are you? It's giving blockers. Wait.
Swear to God.
Okay. All right.
But I think, honestly, that makes open communication between the mother and daughter more of a fact that you're being responsible, you're not going to do anything incorrectly, and you're actually waiting till a time that you're ready.
No, I understand.
It boils down to the sex talk that we were talking about last
week.
Thanks,
Ariana. Appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Thanks, Ariana. Love to see me from your point of view.
But hold on a second. On her take on this, and that's the story alone, I can see why the open communication, especially between a mom and a daughter, would make the daughter be able to, because every mom wants their daughter to come with them to talk about anything and everything, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of dads aren't always like that with their sons. You know, they're a little bit more closed off. But I can see the reason why she probably did that was just to have that open communication. Like, tell me everything you're doing, and I can help you? I just can't fathom that ever happening in my life.
Me being closer to a teenage girl than anyone on this show, I just feel like, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, at that age, you're like, mama, you're making me.
What in God's name, you
will respect my authority.
You don't want to listen to your parents. You think your parents are the dumbest people on earth, which is not true. You'll get into your 20s and find that is not true. But I just don't know if you can really, like, interject so much that they still trust you. Parents might think they're having the upper hand in this by being like, oh my God, I know my kids so well. We have such great communication. They would never lie to me. They're still lying to you. They're still a teenager.
They are. They are still lying. And I speak from experience. However, I think it's really, really important to have those open lines of communication, especially if you have a teen daughter, mm-hmm. especially if they're going out of their way to even ask, hey, can my boyfriend come spend the night? And you have parents like Ariana just called, and her friend got the hotel for her daughter and her boyfriend. It was like, let's do this the right way. I don't know, man. I guess, you know, everyone's different, but I would never, as a dad, never.
We have a couple people weighing in on the text line, 585-252-9800. Per New York State law, if the mom allows this, she can be indicted by CPS and charged with a crime. 18 is the actual age of consent by New York State, despite what people may think. Don't do it. Put her on birth control. Not the lawyers weighing in. This person said they might still do it, but don't make it easy for them. I would say it's important to talk to your kids and let them know there's nothing wrong with sex. And if you're having safe sex, it's going to be great. I can say, however, when I was younger, my parents didn't allow it. And I just had my boyfriend Parker on the block and I snuck him in.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. This is like when I was 16. My dad walked into my room. He was like, hey, keep it in your pants.
Didn't knock. Just walked in.
That
just
was it.
Barged
that
right
was
in.
It. 98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.